From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Scientists have made an observation that could revolutionize thinking about evolution and even cancer. They report that genetic mutations build up in cells at a faster rate than anyone thought. Although the observations come from studying tiny worms, the authors predict they will hold true for all living organisms. NPR's Joe Palca has the story.
Imagine if physicists suddenly discovered that a second didn't last a second, but only a fraction of a second. Minutes would still be minutes, and hours would still be hours, but everything would happen much faster. That's more or less the significance of finding that mutations are occurring at a faster rate than predicted. Since evolutionary change is related to the rate bits of DNA change, or mutate, the new findings could have profound implications. Dee Denver is a postdoctoral fellow at Indiana University in Bloomington. He says in the past, scientists underestimated the mutation rate because they didn't have the tools to measure it directly.
You couldn't really sequence DNA at the level that you can now. So people would look at the effects a mutation might have rather than looking at the DNA molecule itself.
Denver and his colleagues decided to look directly at the DNA, and they wanted to look at changes over multiple generations. So they turned to the roundworm, known as C. elegans.
The generation time of this worm is only 4 days. So we can propagate many generations over a relatively short time span.
Denver says another nice thing about C. elegans is it's a hermaphrodite. One worm can sexually reproduce on its own.
We just started picking random worms from each litter and starting the next generation with that single worm. And so then that worm would have a brood, and then the next generation, we'd pick one of those at random and move it to the next generation. And this has been done for over 400 generations now, so a very long time.
Denver and his colleagues then sampled bits of DNA from the worm and looked to see how many mutations built up from the first generation to the last. As he reports in tomorrow's issue of the journal Nature, the rate new mutations built up was astounding.
The rate we observed was about 10 times higher than previous estimates for this organism.
And it's likely that these results will apply to other organisms as well. Susan Rosenberg is a geneticist at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.
If you look at mutation rate estimations for the worm that these folks studied, or for flies, or E. coli, or yeast, or all kind of other organisms, they are remarkably constant.
Rosenberg says the whole concept of Darwin's evolution by natural selection is based on new mutations showing up from time to time that give an animal a leg up in the quest for survival. So if mutations are happening more often than people thought, that means scientists will need to think about the process of evolution differently. Rosenberg says knowing mutation rates is also a key to cancer research. After all, cancers occur when something goes haywire in a cell's genetic machinery.
Many people would like to understand that process for a variety of reasons having to do with trying to prevent, diagnose, and treat cancers. And our modeling of how mutations happen that cause normal cells to become cancerous is really based on these previous estimations and previous ideas about how mutations happen.
Now, it's important to inject a note of caution here. The new results come from just one study and just in a tiny worm. Jan Drake studies mutation rates at the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina.
I read the paper in an early version several months ago and thought it was a really important claim and that it ought to be published, but I was very uncertain about whether down the years it'll turn out to be correct.
Drake's uncertainty comes from the large number of earlier studies that point to a slower mutation rate. But Drake agrees the new study uses techniques that should provide a more accurate measurement, and he can find no obvious flaw in the methods used. Nevertheless, he'd like to see other scientists try to confirm the result. Given the provocative nature of the findings, someone is bound to do that. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.